This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 13th of October 2024. Now on with the show.
Last weekend, a group of amateurs of the Hills Amateur Radio Group spent the weekend at the club rooms having a go at the Oceania DX contest. For some, it was their first shot at an international contest. It was fascinating to see how multipliers affected the accumulation of points and how that rate of change increased as more multiplier prefixes were worked. It was encouraging to see support from members who didn't particularly want to work on air but were prepared to assist with setting up equipment, logging, provision of a coffee machine and coffee, and so forth. That's teamwork. Our score wasn't a winning score by any means, and we didn't expect it to be. However, the weekend was a worthwhile activity for a club. We came out of the weekend with a sense of accomplishment and a list of things to do to improve the station for the next activity. The Radio Amateur Society of Australia, RASA, is expecting the October edition of the QTC Magazine to have been published this weekend, so keep an eye on the socials for the announcements and have a look at QTC Magazine. QTC Magazine is put together by a small team at RASA, the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. RASA is an amateur radio representative body in Australia. QTC Magazine is provided free to anyone who wishes to read it. No membership required, no login required to download. Click and read. QTC can be downloaded from the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org. Did you get that? vkradioamateurs.org. And while you're there, take a look at the free resources that are available to everyone. And while we're on about RASA, you may recall that the Foundation Level Study Guide was published back in June, and like all other RASA resources, it's free. RASA advises that version 2 of the Foundation Study Guide is published. Version 2 contains a few updates, error corrections, mostly typographical errors, and some extra information. The great thing about this update is that you didn't spend $50 last week only to find out that your copy is now out of date. That's the beauty of electronic books, and free. Did I mention that it's free? I'm sure I did. Visit the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org, to download your free, fresh, updated copy of the Foundation Level Study Guide. No trees were harmed in the making of the Foundation Level Study Guide. I'm Bob VK6PIP and I'm the Vice President of the Radio Amateur Society of Australia.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day I was packing the car to go on a little trip an hour out of the city to see the Milky Way. I briefly entertained the idea of bringing my radio gear with me to get on air to make some noise. I resisted the urge, mainly because thinking about this didn't fill me with joy. Rather, it made me groan. Now, to be absolutely clear, I adore going out into the scrub with my radio gear. I love getting on air and making noise. I like doing this with friends. If the time spent is about amateur radio, in other words, if I'm doing this with other amateurs, preparation and setup are part of the experience. However, if I'm on my own or with my non-amateur SO, significant other, then preparation and setup often take more time than the actual on-air activity. And by the time that things are humming along, we're ready to do something else. Fine food, nice view, coffee, you name it, anything other than radio. So, how can I make the preparation and setup to be something much less time-consuming? I don't really want to take over our car and bolt the radio back into it, nor do I want to strap a multi-tap antenna to the roof. At the other end, I also have no desire to bring a wire, look for a tree, do some throwing, find a place to sit, and do the rest of the preparation to get on air. In other words, I want my cake and eat it too. What might that look like? One of my fellow amateurs has a telescopic whip, looks like a transistor radio antenna on steroids, but using that requires that you bring something to tune it, given that the ground is going to influence the antenna in unexpected ways. I could go out and buy a QRP radio with an inbuilt tuner, make the whip as long as it goes, perhaps even make it into a vertical dipole by combining two, and start playing, but I'm not there yet. Of course, I'm not the first to try any of this. The Parks on the Air and Summits on the Air activators are all over this type of activity. Hopefully, they've written some of their learnings down. I confess that I haven't found anything yet. How much of this have you achieved? What compromises did you make? What modes do you use when you're operating like this? Mind you, I can hear my friend Charles, November Kilo 8 Oscar, from here. Use Morse, Ono, so I can take that as a given. All I need to do is learn it. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
Jamboree on the air, Jamboree on the internet 2024. Hi, I'm Andrew VK6SWR. This year's Jamboree on the air, Jamboree on the internet will be held on the weekend of Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of October. That's next weekend. The event time is officially from 1200 hours local on Saturday until 1200 hours local on Sunday. However, many stations are on air from Friday night until Sunday afternoon to allow for the various time zones. This activity involves scouts and guides from around the world communicating with each other through the internet and via amateur radio to share ideas and hopefully build bridges across the geographic, social and economic divides. A subsidiary theme is STEM, the technological aspects of communications being very important and an opportunity for young people to see different forms of communication technology in use. This year, WA are welcoming a couple of new activity sites run by hams who have received their licences in the last 12 months, as well as sites that have run Jotty activities for many years, so look out for them on air. The website vkjottajotty.com, that's Victor Kilo Juliet Oscar Tango Alpha, Juliet Oscar Tango India.com, is the location to find all the activity sites registered in Australia. For local WA information, you can head to scoutradio.au/jotta. That's scoutradio.com/Juliet Oscar Tango Alpha, including details of the repeaters set up in the Perth metro area, calling frequencies, etc. We'd like to thank all those radio operators, scout and guide leaders who are taking their time to volunteer over next weekend, and we look forward to hearing you on air.
Hi, this is Steve Kennedy, President of Ham College, with an update. We've had a big year at Ham College for 2024. We moved premises to Wollaston Scout Hall, which I have to say has been a positive experience for all concerned, I think. We ran just over 100 exams of all types to date and still have one foundation course to run in December. This included our regular bi-monthly course plus assisting Scouts WA with a class of 15 and another organisation of missionaries consisting of 40-odd students. We again held our annual standard advanced course this year with 7 students successfully completing the course and passing the advanced exam. Keep an ear out for call signs VK6BWG, Lima Victor, X-Ray Mike, Hotel Echo, Tango Delta, Papa Delta and Echo Bravo, as well as Adam VK6Alpha Delta Zulu, who also sat his advanced at the same time, and congratulate them all on their upgrades. On this topic, many of the examinees received their upgrades less than 24 hours after sitting the exam, so big thanks to ACMA for building a process that's quite slick. Other highlights this year included the transition to ACMA managing the licensing exam process. Our collective view is that the process is an improvement on the past. We often have successful course attendees on air in the week following the exams, and the admin burden on examiners is also much reduced. Another high point for the year was recognition of all contributors to training provided by the college since its inception, including trainers, supporters and the instigators of the college from the beginning, by the WIA in the award of the Brenda Edmonds Award for Education at the WIA AGM in May this year. On a different topic, we're looking for more volunteers to assist, mainly with foundation course delivery and examinations for next year. We'd like to be able to spread the load out amongst more people on the day and to give a few who are on every course a break. While you need to be an advanced licensee to be an assessor, there is no such restriction on trainers who can be a standard license or even a more experienced foundation license holder. There are also plenty of roles to assist with the college that aren't training, so all are welcomed. We're also still looking for expressions of interest to run one-day courses on various topics such as FT8 101, SSTV, etc. This is a great opportunity to impart your knowledge on for other hams and prospective hams, and often teaches the instructor at least as much as he teaches the students. Please contact the college via our Contact Us page on our website hamcollege.org.au if you're interested. Well, thanks for listening, and thanks to News West for broadcasting this article.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
G'day, Clinton, and listeners of VK6ARN News West. It's Mark, VK6XLZ, with Weissen News. Tomorrow is the next meeting of Weissen. Yes, 7 o'clock for a 7:30 p.m. start at the First Midland Scout Hall, number 10 Helen Street in Bellevue. Come along and say hi, get to know the new Weissen crew. So just for clarity, that's tomorrow night, Monday the 14th of October, First Midland Scout Hall. We'll even put the kettle on. 7-3s from VK6WIE.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So, the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m, and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m, we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTune newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address cqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, It's next week.
Good morning, this is Roy VK6XV with this week's helpline, 13th of October 2024. Today I have the following: a Barrett Sierra Bravo 250 HF transceiver with cell call and telcall facility, with all the Austravel Victor Mike Delta 750 and VKS737 frequencies, $275. There's also a QMAC SPA 8400 13.8 volt 40 amp DC regulated power supply, excellent cosmetic and working conditions, $85 for that. There's an ICOM IC Tango 2 Hotel 2 meter FM 6 watt handheld transceiver in good condition, $20. There's also a Bofang Uniform Victor 5 Romeo 2 meter plus 70 centimeter handheld with high capacity battery, $15. There's also an OPEC SWR meter, model 2 Tango CB type SWR meter, works okay, $5 for that. Phone Chris on 0404 800 446, 0404 800 446. His email address is victorkilo6indiaoscarnovember@gmail.com, victorkilo6indiaoscarnovember@gmail.com. Next, we have a whole lot of miscellaneous items from VK6NK Tango's estate. There's a mobile phone tripod, battery testers, battery chargers, USB adapter, box of assorted lengths of USB and HDMI leads, and all those items for $2 or $5 a box. And there's also 40 meter length of extra low voltage DC cable, $20-$30 for that. And you can contact Tony at VK6 Alpha Tango India for a list of all the items. There's coaxial cable there as well, RG6U, 75 ohm coaxial as well. And you can contact Tony on his mobile, 0472-608-523, 0472-608-523. Email Tango Alpha Romeo Golf Echo November Tango India at aussiebroadband.com. And the landline number, 0895286735. 0895286735. Tony's email address is Tango Alpha Romeo Golf Echo November Tango India at aussiebroadband.com.au. Don't forget the AU. I have another list of items here. I have a Yaesu Fox Tango 2800 mic transceiver, $150. There's a Kenwood Tango Sierra 660 HF and 6 meter transceiver, $150. There's a power supply homebrew 13.8 volt at 20 amps, $30. There's a Mirage 35 watt 2 meter Bravo 34G amplifier, $50. There's a Palomar amplifier Tango X-ray 225 HD, $50. There's an ATU homebrew, $50. There's a handheld transceiver, Fox Tango 209 Romeo Hotel, plus manual, $20. There's a Morse key, $20. Low-pass filters, 0 to 30 megs, $10 each. There's a mystery bag of bits and pieces, $10. And you may contact me, VK6X-Ray Victor, telephone 0427-000995. It's Roy, VK6XV at bigpond.com is the email address. Phone number again, 0427-000995. The email address, I'll just repeat, vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. And that's the only thing I have. If you would like an email version of this, I've lost all your email addresses. I used to send out email to everyone. I've been having a hell of a time with my computer over the last year, and so I haven't got it resolved, but we're working on it. And I've lost all the email addresses that I used to have, but there was a lot in there that were not used anymore anyway. So if you would like an email version of it, please send me your email address to vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com, and I'll return a list of this week's items to you. 73 Roy VK6XV. Go in clear. Bye.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
It's happened to all of us at some time or other, you know, that moment when what you really want is some nice bread for a snack or to accompany a meal, and all you can find in the cupboard is a partial loaf that's several days old. It's not what you wanted. So what do you do about that situation? Well, I guess there are several directions you could take. The top option may be to abandon the idea of having a slice of bread and go without. Or instead of going without, you might eat something else instead, a bit of old cheese on a cracker or something. Or you could do something creative with the bread. I remember as a kid that my parents would wrap stale bread in a damp cloth and put it in the oven for a while. The steam would soften and freshen the bread. Another option is to make toast. Yum, toast with butter and marmalade, jam, Vegemite, or whatever takes your fancy. I prefer toast made over the coals of a wood fire. It tastes better. What else can you do to transform stale bread? You could make a bread and butter pudding, or French toast, or croutons for some exotic dish that you'll prepare. Finding a half loaf of stale bread in your cupboard isn't the end of the world, it's the beginning of new opportunities. If you've caught on by now, you'll know that the stale bread is a metaphor for an amateur radio club, or any sort of club, really. When your club goes stale, what could you do about it? Well, yes, you could walk away and let it go mouldy in its cupboard and do something else. Or you could transform the club. Add a few ingredients. Some sugar here, some spice there. Make French toast out of your club so that everyone looks forward to having a piece of it. You've got nothing to lose. Your club can mould away in a dark cupboard. Or you can make it into something else, something that people want. And I'm Bob VK6POP.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiluZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.